Welcome. Welcome here tonight to share in this celebration of the winter solstice. The celebration of the winter solstice is rooted in ancient religions. Throughout history, humans have observed this seasonal milestone and created spiritual and cultural traditions to celebrate the rebirth of sunlight after the darkest period of the year. The term solstice means sun stands still. On the year's two solstices, winter and summer, the sun appears to halt in its incremental journey across the sky and change little in position during this time. Symbolically, as well as astronomically, the winter solstice is a major turning point in the year. We are offered the opportunity to reflect on the season past and the season to come, and to consider what no longer serves us, what we wish to let go, and what we would like to take forward into the new phase of the cycle. Many cultures celebrate this event throughout the world. There is no right or wrong way to celebrate or observe this event. Our celebration tonight incorporates beliefs and customs from several of these traditions, primarily Native American and pagan rituals. In the beginning was the light of the sun, which gives light to all that grows, plants, animals, and humans alike. And the people saw that in the cycle of seasons, the days grew shorter and colder as the sun seemed to withdraw, and the days grew longer and warmer as the sun began its return. So people celebrated that day, which marked the beginning of the return of the sun. The day, December 21st, is what we in the Northern Hemispheres call winter solstice. Yuletide wisdom, Yuletide cheer, Yuletide spirit, welcome here. Solstice sun shining bright, shortest day, longest night. Entering into the longest night, entering into birth of light. Yuletide wisdom, Yuletide cheer, Yuletide spirit, welcome here. I have a quick little housekeeping note, and that is we will be lighting candles, which you have at your seats. And just as a reminder that the correct way to light them is to hold the lit candle upright. They'll be coming to you on each one of these quarter rows. And the person who is lighting the candle will, the unlit candle gets lit from the stationary candle. So just be very careful with flame. We have flame here tonight, so please be careful. Thank you. All right, on to the celebration. We'll start with the calling of the directions. Spirits of the air. Winter is the time of breezes and strong winds and cold gusts. This is what we come to expect at winter time. Spirits of air, be with us tonight. Fire, spirit of fire. Winter is the time when we seek the roaring fires, the flames of blazing candles, the heat, the light, the passion. Spirits of fire, be with us tonight. Water. Spirits of water. Water in winter is the time when water turns to ice. When rain drenches us, ice, sleet, and snow become our companions. Spirits of water, we welcome you here tonight. earth. Winter is the time when the earth is bare, when the leaves have fallen and seeds are hiding in hibernation under the earth. Spirits of earth, be with us tonight. Father Sky, Mother Earth, Holy Creator of everything that is holy, we welcome you. Grant us your grace, compassion, and wisdom. Be with us tonight.
And all the rest are in your program, so please have that handy. There's a lot of repeats. If you know the piece, come right in. If not, you'll learn it and come in as you feel so moved. B and an E, please. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. I a I a I a I a I ho I ho I ho I ho. I a I a I a I a I ho I ho I ho I ho. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, return, return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. I a I a I a I a I o I o I o I o. I a I a I a I a I o.
From the Introduction to the Return of Light by Carolyn McVicar Edwards. On March 31st, in 1880, thousands of people gathered in Wabash, Indiana, the first American municipality to be lit with electric lights. Bands played, guns fired salutes, and then the lights sprang to life. A hush fell over the crowd. Some people groaned and fell to their knees. They'd moved from dark to light, and no amount of jaded neon expectations more than a century later can completely obscure, even for us, the wonder of that vigil. For we too, whether consciously or subliminally, even in the midst of our wildly wired lives, keep that same vigil at the winter solstice. Solstice, from the Latin sol stedit, meaning sun stood still, for 6 days in the northern hemisphere's December, the sun ceases its southerly crawl on the horizon and appears to rise and set in almost the same spot. The ancients watched this quiet drama with drawn breath. Would the sun begin to move again? Would the lights grow anew on the great wheel of life? Would life itself continue? A few millennia and several hundred generations later, our own deepest questions, though not so literal as those of our ancestors, are nonetheless profound. Beneath our nuanced sophistications, we too, like preschoolers, hate transitions. But we live on Earth, where change is the only thing we can be sure of. And our silky bodies, webbed with wisdoms belied by the rushing of our 21st century lives, have the pacing of plants budding and of light expanding. At the moment of winter solstice, we stand at the brink of external and internal change. This primordial turning of the year, both inside and out, has the tangled branching rhythms of modern science's chaos theory. The ancients didn't call it chaos, but they personified those same meldings and shatterings in the cunning shenanigans of their tricksters, their goddesses and gods, their animal spirits, who finagle the boundaries of what we know and what we don't. The ancient tribal peoples fixed their collective spirits on the wholeness of the solstice drama. They recognized the dying year with rituals to mortify and purify themselves. Then, as the sun began to move again, they celebrated with song and dance and feasting as the great reciprocity between people, sky, and earth resounded once again. Since time out of mind, humans have marked the eternally vital crossing from dark to light. For the perennial truth is this: without the sun, there is no life. As did our ancestors of old, we await the return of the light, outside ourselves and within. Cold and darkness color and shiver the psyche. The sky turns gray. Fatally beautiful frost laces the remaining green. Rain pours, snow drifts. We gaze at the mystery of the great cycle, full of our own deaths and births and lives. So read the words, sing the songs, perform the rituals, and mark the turning of the year.
Pass it over. Okay. I guess I should use a microphone. Okay, this poem is by Susan Cooper, called Shortest Day. So the shortest day came, and the year died, and everywhere down the centuries of the snow-white world came people singing, dancing to drive the dark away. They lighted candles in the winter trees. They hung their homes with evergreen. They burned beseeching fires all night long to keep the year alive. And when the new year's sunshine blazed awake, they shouted, reveling through all the frosty ages. You can hear them echoing behind us. Listen. All the long echoes sing the same delight. This shortest day, as promise wakens in the sleeping lands, they carol, feast, give thanks, and dearly love their friends, and hope for peace, and so do we here now, this year and every year. Welcome, Yule!
Welcome, Yule!
And now Solstice Carol in your program. Burning, the cold night draws near. All who need comfort are welcome by here. We'll dance 'neath the stars and toast the past year. For the spirit of solstice is still living here. We'll count all our blessings as the mother lays down, with snow as her blanket covering the ground. Oh, thanks to the mother for the life that she brings. She'll waken to warm us again in the spring. The poor, the hungry, the sick and the lost, these are our children, no matter the cost. Come near the fire, our harvest we'll share, for the spirit of solstice is still living there. A fire is burning, the cold night draws near. All who need comfort are welcome by here. We'll dance 'neath the stars and toast the past year. For the spirit of solstice is still living here.
Honoring the wheel. Solstice, sun shining bright, shortest day, longest night, entering into the longest night, entering into the birth of light, at the stars' rebirth and round the wheel again. Solstice by Selena Fox. The wheel or circle of life represents renewal and is symbol for the year in which pagan celebrations are based. At the time of each solstice, the wheel is said to have turned again. We celebrate each turning differently. During the winter solstice, the tradition of making seasonal wreaths of evergreens, holly, and ivy symbolize the wheel. And we bring greens inside to remind us that the earth is resting. The wheel represents renewal. Each planting of seeds promises new possibilities. Each harvest brings sustenance for yet another year. The sun deities retreat and return. The cycle of life goes on. Each turning of the wheel offers us the opportunity to renew ourselves, to get on with life as nature does, to welcome the fertility of spirit that gives life its richness. Celebrating the seasons and the rituals of the wheel help us to become aware of the continuity of life, reminds us of the miraculous natural world, and makes it possible and our connection to it. The turning of the wheel at winter solstice marks the beginning of a new year, in which we celebrate the return of the sun. Make peace on earth. Make peace within. At the sun's rebirth and round the wheel again.
I'm just going to have a very brief introduction to this particular song, the Solstice Lullaby. This came to my attention because it was written by a longtime member of the fellowship, Jean Lawrence, who is no longer with us. To make it doubly important, I guess, to me, is it came to my attention by way of Sue Alprin, who also passed away this past year. So I feel like this is a very important song for our fellowship to carry on in the tradition of the foremothers that brought this music to us.
please stand as you're willing and able.
In December of the year, come the winter solstice, bringing gifts of starlight, bringing hope for sunshine, filling our hearts with joy and peace, paving the way for new light. Children dance and children sing at the winter solstice, while the seeds of nature sleep and wait for spring. People give praise for birthing life, nurturing love through earth's night. Gentle Lamb, now calm the wild, fleecing warmth to needy mild. Dear world, join together, sunshine side, give caring all the ones in darkness turn. Unify gifts with global love.
Now, the following piece is a body prayer. It is not normally spoken. I will show you the movements for it, and I will describe briefly the meaning of each movement. Thank you. Bow to honor the holy as we know it. We open our whole self to receive the gifts of what is holy. Inhaling peace, exhaling love. We gather the gifts of healing energy of this season to ourselves. And we give our divine energy back to the world to share with others. And we repeat this. Honor the holy as you know it. Open your whole self to receive the gifts of what is holy. Inhaling peace, exhaling love. Gather the gifts of healing energy of this season to ourselves and give our divine energy back to the world to share with others.
This is a poem by Jill Barklum. It's called Secret Staircase. When the days are the longest, the nights are the coldest. When the frost is the sharpest, the year is the oldest. When the sun is the weakest, the wind is the hardest. When the snow is the deepest, the sky is the darkest. Then polish your silver and tidy your nest and dress in your finest and riches and best. For winter may bring you the worst it can bring, but for now, it will give you the promise of spring.
The song I'm going to play is by Dar Williams, D-A-R. Williams. And after I play it, you will want to look her up because she's wonderful. There's a lot more where this came from. The song has six people in it, and One of them is the narrator, and that's me. But the other five are also me, so I thought I should give you a little orientation. Dramatis personae. Amber. Amber's partner, Jane. Amber's uncle. His wife, Amber's aunt. Their child, Timmy, Amber's cousin. The song is called The Christians and the Pagans.
Winter, how dark the beginning. A poem by Maggie Smith. How dark the beginning. All we ever talk of is light. Let there be light. There was light then. Good light. But what I consider, dawn is darker than all that. So many hours between the day receding and what we recognize as morning, the sun cresting, like a wave that won't break over us, as if light were protective, as if no hearts were flayed, no bodies broken on a day, like today in any film. The sunrise tells us everything will be all right. Danger wouldn't dare show up now, dragging its shadow across the screen. We talk so much of light. Please let me speak on behalf of the good dark. Let us talk more of how dark the beginning of a day is.
So we have this poem this year. I read the same poem last year, and this year we're doing it as a responsive reading. I don't remember if we did that last year, but I don't think so. So here's your line. I am listening. So I'll put my hand up when it's time for you to say, I am listening. We're listening to winter. The trees have shed their colorful autumn robes. Winter is raging through the dark, empty branches, and I am listening. I am listening to the roar and to the quiet of winter. I am listening to a beauty that sometimes remains unseen. I am listening. I am listening to the seed hidden in the earth. I am listening to the dark swallowing up the light. I am listening to faith raising out of doubt. I am listening to the need to believe without seeing. I am listening. So I'm going to lift my left hand from now on. I am listening to the season of contemplation, to the urgency of our world's need for reflection. I am listening to all that waits within the earth, to bulbs and seeds, to deep roots dreaming. I am listening to the sacred winter rest.
I am listening.
I am listening to long nights, comforting darkness, fruitful darkness, beautiful darkness. I am listening to the darkness of the winter season. I am listening to the sparks of hope within the darkness.
I am listening.
I am listening to storms raging outside my window, to storms raging in my heart. I am listening to all that makes me pull my cloak a little tighter. I am listening to trust buried deep in the ground of my being.
I am listening.
I am listening to the kind of permission of the season to rest more often, to reflect more deeply, to pray with words. I am listening to the sacrament of non-doing.
I am listening.
I am listening to my dreams and inner visions, to the unknown wrapped in the mystery of my life, to tears trapped in underground streams of my being, to seed watered daily by those tears.
I am listening.
I am listening to the quiet life in winter's womb. I am listening to winter nurturing spring. I am listening to brilliant winter sunsets and lovely frosty mornings. I am listening to snowflakes flying through the air, to the cold winds that often blow out there, to bare trees so lovely in their emptiness, to one left that never did let go. I am listening to winter handing over spring. I am listening to the poetry of winter.
I am listening.
Winter solstice chant. Betsy will play it through once. Please remain seated. To sing to each other sister to brother, songs of our mother earth. Children of the earth, autumn soon will breathe her last breath, and quick will her death bear witness to winter's birth. Children of the earth, can you feel the air getting cold as darkness takes hold and sleep covers Mother Earth? Children of the earth, we have come to sit in the darkness, breathe in the silence, think of our mother earth.
Winter solstice is a time for reflection on the blessings and challenges of the old year, a time to prepare our minds and our hearts for the new year. It is a time of hope, a time to strive for peace, a time to move from darkness to light. We're going to dim the lights and take some quiet time for reflection. So take a deep breath. The lights will be going down to remind us of the darkness. Peace in the heart begins with letting go. As the old year departs, so do its sorrows. In your heart, acknowledge and release those sorrows. We acknowledge the pain and the suffering of our current troubled world. Embrace these feelings and release them with love. Take this time to forgive those who have hurt or disappointed you. Let their offenses be gone with the old year. We ask forgiveness of those who we have hurt or disappointed. May we resolve to behave more kindly in the new year. Let us give thanks in our hearts for the blessings of the old year, especially for the people who have enriched our lives. Let us be still in the darkness and reflect. Let us be still in the darkness of our sacred space and to listen to the quiet around us. For even in the quiet, there is the gentle being of others. Candle lighters, would you begin with your lighting the candles that each of us are holding? Let us feel the warmth of our community, knowing we are not alone. For in the quiet shadow is the glow of life within us all. Let us know in the darkness the gift each candle bears, a small flame a diminutive light, yet the wondrous gift to kindle another's glow. Let us be in awe of this moment as each takes up the flame and the light envelops the room. As hope for peace and goodwill fill this night, let us affirm to be kind, forgiving, caring, and joyful, and to continue our efforts towards peace within ourselves and throughout the world. So may it be. We have taken a journey into the darkness of winter. We have traveled back up in the light. We have each found our own light. We have discovered that our light shines more brightly when we join them together as a community. As we extinguish our candles, let us carry the light of the community and this sense of peace within ourselves. And when needed, let us share our flame with the wounded world. Namaste. Lights back up. We want to continue now to make a joyful noise. In pagan tradition, we are going to raise the cone of power. We are sending energy to the earth to help it get through the winter. So please pick up a shaker, your bells, and or clappers that you find under your seats, or simply use your hands and feet. Spencer will start us off with some drumming. I will join in. And then everybody can join in and feel free to use your outside voices. I will try to signal when it is time to bring it to a close. Thank you.
as we prepare to close our circle, let's take a moment to reconnect with Mother Earth. Close your eyes. Place your feet flat on the floor and take a deep breath. As your feet touch the ground, connecting to Mother Earth, feel roots growing deep down into the earth. Feel the healing earth energy fill you, coming up through your roots, now up through your trunk. Lift your arms upward and feel the healing energy rise up through your branches and into the sky. We all dance in the same wind. We all drink the same water. We all need the same sun. We are all rooted in the same earth. And now embrace yourself. Feel that energy. Take that extra energy you are feeling and put it back into the earth. The earth will hold it for you. The next time you need the energy, you can grow your own roots and drink it in. Keep with you the feel of the air, the fire, the water, the earth, and of spirit. Feel how each of us is part of the circle of life. And so we are alone and together, individual and as one. Namaste. And now we will close the circle.
Spirits of the East of Air, we thank you and bid you farewell. Spirits of the South of Fire, we thank you and bid you farewell. Spirits of the West of Water, we thank you and bid you farewell. Spirits of the North of Earth, we thank you and bid you farewell. Father Sky, Mother Earth, Creator of all that is holy, we thank you and bid you farewell. Blessed be.
As we prepare to sing, "Let There Be Peace on Earth," let us remember that justice is not one side defeating the other, but of finding the dynamic balance between them that generates the energies that sustain our world. We are all part of a global village. We share the same earth. And we can all celebrate its renewal together, no matter our differences, strengthening our bonds with one another and with Mother Earth. Celebrating the wheel of life and honoring Mother Earth can lead to our respect of one another and thus begin the work of peace. As we share these rituals, the group we stand with becomes holy ground. Let us be that holy and common ground for peace. Please stand in body and spirit as you are able, and join in singing, "Let There Be Peace on Earth."
Thank you. have just a few brief closing words and be out to share with each other our joy about the evening.
Do you want to just hold the mic? Yeah, we can just... Number Sue. This is somewhat of a surprise.
I was caught up in the moment. In the heart of every person on this earth burns the spark of luminous goodness. In no heart is there total darkness.
May we who have celebrated this winter solstice by our lives in service call forth from one another the light and the love that is hidden in every heart.
May we find hope in the lights we have kindled on this sacred night.
May we find hope in one another and in all who form the webwork of peace and justice that spans the world.
From the calm place at our spiritual center, we have touched the wisdom of the earth in winter, regeneration's streams from the holy earth to us, and we are full.
We gather in the light lessons which empower us to channel this life-giving earth force for the good of all beings. We create in love and we breathe out peace. Blessed be. Happy solstice and blessed new year to you. Merry meet, merry part, merry meet again.